Job 29, he says, I was a father to the needy. This is verse 16. The cause of him who I didn't know, I searched out. Well, it's one thing to meet the needs of others as you bump into them, a beggar on the street, for example. It's another thing to search out the needs of others, to, for example, receive news that somebody is ill and is not able to work, and you know that financially things aren't good, or that there's been a death in the family, and, well, if you've dealt with death, you know that there's expenses to do with funerals and stuff that, you know, aren't really met by anybody else apart from the family. You can be proactive in thinking, yeah, they've got a problem. Yeah, let me just take a bit of money around and drop it through the letterbox or something like that. Searching out the needs of others. He's taking the initiative. And in fact, the cause here is actually legal language. It's as if he's saying that I searched out the cause of the person who is being abused and who, as it were, is judged by other people and has nobody to stand up for them. That doesn't mean, of course, that we should be busybodies in other people's business. Of course, that's not the idea. But I think, all the same, the idea is of being proactive, not taking up every issue that comes up and trying to get involved in fighting it, but all the same being proactive for the cause of others and searching out their need. And as I say, there is a difference between that and somebody sort of putting a collection box under your nose and saying, oh, this is for a good cause, mate. And you think, oh, yeah, so it is. And you put a banknote in there. That's a slightly different thing. And I think of David after Saul has died. There's a lovely verse in 2 Samuel 8 where he says, is there any left of the house of Saul that I can show the kindness of God to? He's going out of his way to be as kind as he can, to be as gracious as he can to the family of his enemies, who were in fact involved in a civil war and power struggle against him, even though he knew that he was the king whom God had chosen and Saul had been rejected. But all the same, he seeks to proactively pour out grace upon those people. And this, I think, is a pattern for us. And it's a pattern for us because it reflects how God has come into our lives. God saw your issues, your needs, as he saw mine, and in a unique way poured his love and grace into our lives. Just as the nature of our eternity in the kingdom will be uniquely tailored to you and me. I think of those passages in the New Testament where we read that Jesus was sent by God, and in John's Gospel it's spoken of as if God somehow came down. And we understand that Jesus is not God and he didn't exist physically before he was born. He came into existence in Mary's womb when he was conceived and was born as a baby in Bethlehem. He didn't float down on a cloud or something like that. And what's the point of all that language? Well, I think the idea is that the God who, in one sense, is so far away, physically, and mentally, spiritually, etc., his ways are far above our ways, came down, not physically, that is too simplistic and literalistic a reading of it, but he came down in the sense that he got passionately involved in the struggles of us little ants, or less than ants, here on the surface of this planet. And we are to perceive the wonder of that, and to respond by, as Job did, the cause of him who I didn't know, I searched out. To be proactive in getting involved in helping others in their need, physically, spiritually, materially, in whatever sense, but above all, I suggest, spiritually, in reaching out into the darkness with the light, which is Jesus, which is exactly what God did, into the darkness and the formless nature of our lives in order to bring about his new creation in us.